to church and running in and out on horn. I'd meet folks in the road, you hear me say, woo-hoo! Blow that way. The wife, that's where she didn't want to ride with him. I'd pass by folks, I'd say, woo-hoo! Blow at them that way. Gas would ration, and I'd cook for them, and everybody put a car in my yard, I got a gallon of gas out of I had an 8 pound large bucket. And I got through it. When I got this supper done, I'd go around to El Corte and get him some gas and put it in mine. He didn't kill you, know, he didn't kill you. And I left a man wanted me to meet him down there below Shady Grove to cook some squirrels for him late one evening. A bunch of going squirrel hunting, and they wanted to cook the squirrels in the swamp. And they asked me to go down there. Meet them to fry the squirrel. I had a gallon of gas when I left the house. I got out here in Shady Grove. I called over this young honey. Old honey had a brand new cup. I said, honey, he said, let me have a gallon of gas. He said, you got any way to get it? I said, I keep way to get it out of the food club. He said, get you a gallon. I got my tube and set my bucket back down, drawing my out of gallons. The preacher from Shady Grove, he's standing there. I have a quarter. Gas was 15 or 20 cents. I handed it, I just handed it back to him. The preacher see me. I went on up to the preacher. I said, Reverend, he said, let me have a gallon of gas. He said, got a way to get him, H. I said, yes, all right, I'll draw you out of gallon. I draw him out of gallon. I hand him a quarter, he handed it back to me. I went on to cook squirrels for her, and the man down there, I know, I told him my gas was short, and he come on up on a hill and put his car on a hillside just waiting. I got 3 gallons out of his. And he wouldn't take the quarter. I come on across the creek over there and run up on a pole, man. Didn't have nothing, and he had a car, and I stopped there. He knowed me, you know. I said, Mr. Millard, he said, yeah, what about a gallon of gas? Yeah, dang, you can get mine. I went down drawing, and didn't get a half gallon, and he took my quarter. I left my quarter down with him. He didn't say drive home, okay, quarter me. I left Shady Grove one night and a bunch of colored people would hang around the hobo me up the road, you know, to ride, come home, they lived up in there. And come in that curve there, the mower got on one side of the truck and they did that, and then I side that swing out on that side of the road. And when I did, my wheels hit the soft dirt. And I just put it, and by all of them being on that side, they just pulled them right over in the ditch. And there's a briar patch alongside the fence, you know, and plum bushes and things. And I heard the back of the truck hit the bush, that way, you know, and I looked back. Man, the niggas hanging on that fence like clothes. He had jumped out of bed out there while he know it is up there in the brown front. I stopped the truck on the yellow right. No! I didn't have to do him that way, but that thing that pulled me over too far. Well, Mr. Ogan told me to tell all of the boys. We can get all the wood we want out of his pasture, and he'll come over there and he'll go with us.